São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro are Brazil's most famous cities, but the entire country is booming, and places like Belo Horizonte are coming into their own. It's the capital of a prosperous, landlocked state and the hometown of candidate Dilma Rousseff, who was widely favored to win in Sunday's runoff vote for the country's next president. Annie Murphy reports.
A mix of skyscrapers and suburbs, Belo Horizonte sprawls in the mountains 5 hours from the coast. Dilma Rousseff grew up here, the daughter of a lawyer and a school teacher. It's also where she got involved in politics while studying economics at the local university and eventually became a revolutionary. The city is the capital of Minas Gerais state, an area rich in mines. From gold and diamonds during the Portuguese Empire to enormous deposits of iron, much of which is now made into steel. Rousseff's father had ties to the steel industry, and today Brazil is one of the world's top producers. The steel being used to construct this apartment building is from nearby. Soft-spoken Carlos Batista is part of the construction crew. He believes that during the presidency of Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, opportunities increased for working-class people like him. But he's still up in the air about his vote, whether to choose José Serra, the center-right former governor of São Paulo, or Dilma Rousseff, who was hand-picked by Lula. He says there's been a lot of talk about both presidential candidates. I know more or less who I might vote for, he says, but I'm still not sure. That's because both candidates have been courting voters here especially hard. Thanks to its natural wealth and booming industry, Minas Gerais is also one of the country's most populous states, second only to São Paulo, and it's historically been divided when it comes to politics. Historian Maria Elisa Linares.
Então, nos anos 60, essa cidade foi uma cidade muito politizada.
Linares says that since the 60s, the city has had a lot of political life, including many progressive student movements. But she says there was also a lot of conservative support here for the military coup in 1964. That split holds true. And now, with a big population, the state is decisive for national elections. Still, Dilma Rousseff is ahead in the polls by at least 10 points. For most voters, Rousseff's own history as a leftist revolutionary clearly isn't an issue. Helvício Raton is a local filmmaker who's been friends with Rousseff since her college days in Belo Horizonte. They were both part of an armed guerrilla movement that fought against the repression of the dictatorship. And his most recent film is about that time period. Rousseff was eventually arrested and tortured. Raton says even in the worst moments, Rousseff always stood out for her mix of intelligence and good humor. He believes it would be her best asset as leader of Latin America's most dynamic country, and that her likely election shows just how different circumstances are now that Brazil has a democracy.
Eu acho que nenhum de nós que já que teve ideias semelhantes àquelas daquela época.
Raton says those ideas, those principles, they were products of an era. I don't think that those of us who had certain ideas back then are going to repeat the same ideas now. To have Dilma, he says, with her political history, headed towards the presidency, it's clear that the world has changed a lot, that Brazil has changed a lot. For NPR News, this is Annie Murphy in Belo Horizonte, Brazil.